Out of Beaver Fever Friday, I'm Brian Schultz. BSU volleyball team was in action this past weekend at Minot in UMary. This close to winning both matches. Courtney Volkman with us. When you win on Friday night, 3-0, the way you did, and then you're in a nail-biter on Saturday, how much more nerve-wracking does that make the end of Saturday's match?
The way that we came out really strong on Saturday, so it was kind of disappointing after how well we played and then how it just didn't work out.
Have you ever thought you'd have to travel 2.5 hours one way to get to a game from, and you guys stayed in Bismarck because there aren't any hotels in Minot and you had to drive up to Minot and back? Obviously, it didn't hurt the way that you guys played on Friday.
Oh, no. I thought we came out and we played really good. We were excited to get out there and finally play in the conference, and I don't think the travel really affected it, so it was good.
When you lose a close match like you guys did on Saturday, can human nature, you pick out one thing or maybe two things that, oh, if we just would have done this, we could have won. Is that kind of what happened the whole way home?
I don't really know. Like, if thinking back, like, it's hard to, like, pick out just one thing out of the game. Like, I don't really know what happened or what to pick out, but you definitely think about it, and it's like a lot going through your head, like, how did that happen? But I don't know.
Is that something you can learn from and hopefully it doesn't happen again?
Yeah, hopefully not. I think it's definitely a learning experience. Like, you have to learn, you have to pick it up at times and learn when to score, and you just gotta make yourself win or do it on your own.
You guys did not play an easy non-conference schedule. You know that your conference schedule is definitely not going to be easy. What's it like knowing that every single match you're probably the underdog in? And you okay with that? You use that as motivation, or how do you respond to it?
I think it's kind of cool just because you have nothing to lose. Like, you just go out there and you play your best, and you're not being, like, necessarily compared to anyone. Like, you just, there's no pressure on you, and where there's pressure on those other teams, like, they can't lose to you, basically.
You finally get to play at home this week. How nice is that going to be?
That's really nice. It's been a lot of traveling, long hours. I think it'll be a lot more relaxing and more rested, and I think we're all excited to play at home.
Very, very young team this year. How have the freshmen kind of responded and kind of figured out coach's way of wanting to play the game, and how have they adjusted to the tempo change in college?
I think they're adjusting really well. Like, they came in and they worked really hard in practice and they fit in right away, and I think we're, like, working well as a team together, and I think they're just going to pick it up more and more as we keep playing.
Good luck this week.
Thanks.
For more information about the BSU volleyball team, log on to bsubeavers.com. More of Midday Live is coming up on Light Rock 92.1 The River.
More of Midday Live is on the way from 92.1 The River.